Hey, I'm Tracy Burns. Welcome to Wine on the Street. All right, so there was this big report put out recently. The Silicon Valley Bank is a bank out in Silicon Valley, and they actually have a wine division. They offer financial services to like a ton of premium wineries on the West Coast, over like 300, I think. And they put out their 15th annual State of the State Wine Industry Report. Now, this thing is put out for free, strictly to help the industry. I had the great pleasure of talking to Rob McMillan. He was the founder of the bank's wine division. He authors the report, and he said he puts so much time and energy in this because they truly just want to help the industry. Because look, if the industry does well, the bank does well because people keep coming back for loans and stuff. So it helps everyone. The report came out, though, and there were some really interesting findings that I think might be a little bit of a wake-up call for American winemakers. And no one is picking on Napa by any stretch, but we all know that, you know, a big, bold, fabulous Napa cab is starting to become expensive. And some of them are really tough to drink every night. I mean, you got to have deep pockets for that. So this is not to say anything bad. I just think it's a wake-up call, and it's one that people should start to heed. Because look, at the end of the day, everyone wants a great wine at great value, and it's getting tougher to find that value, I think, sometimes in Napa. But again, we're not picking on Napa here. So Rob McMillan put this report together, and the crazy part is that I think millennials are playing a major role even in the wine world. Okay, so some of the findings were really important. One of them was that consumption is going to decrease for the first time in more than like 20 consecutive years or something like that, that we've been growing. But part of the reason the consumption is decreasing is because we're not drinking as much crap. So thank God the jug wine is going away, never to be seen again. File the jug wine right with your VCR tapes, if anybody, and your Walkman, if anybody actually remembers what that is. Going away. So that's a good thing. So it's not quantity anymore, it's more about quality. So if you're gonna spend a little more to get some quality, you might not be buying as much. I think this is a good thing. And all this means is that we're learning. You know, we're not like just randomly chugging down wine like they used to back in the day. I mean, they did it in my house when I was a kid. We drank jug wine. That's what the Italians did. They made it. My grandfather made it in the garage. It tasted like gasoline. Put peaches in it to kill the taste. And they drank it out of a jug, literally out of a milk gallon he put his wine in. Okay, so thank God we've evolved from that. So we're drinking better wine. But when you want to spend a little bit more money, you want to get a great value, right? So many people are looking outside the United States. And now don't forget, you have the web. We didn't have this 10 years ago. You couldn't get wine. You couldn't get wine delivered across the states up until very recently because of some crazy prohibition law that said you can't go direct to consumer across state borders. Ridiculous. But believe it or not, prohibition has been lingering. We'll get to that in a little bit. But so now I can order up a wine from Argentina. It can be here in a couple days. And Argentina is selling some fabulous wines at some fabulous prices. So I think this is the part that American winemakers really need to wake up to. Now, Generation X. So we don't worry about the baby boomers much anymore because, with all due respect, and we love them, but many of them are dying, and as they get older, they can't drink as much wine. So the wine world isn't as fascinated with them. Many baby boomers spend gobs of money on wine, but they don't consume it as often or as much as younger people. Now, Gen X, which happens to be myself, people born between 1960 and 1980, we're going to be like the big group to watch over the next 10 years. And the thing is, many of us have like favorite labels, but we are also starting to really open up to other places, other wines, other vintages, other everything. I mean, many of us are open-minded. Many of us are not. I will give you that. Like, I still know many people that will only drink Napa cabs and be done. Don't even ask them. Don't even offer them anything else. But there are some of us that are open to everything. And the wine industry has to do a better job at marketing to us. Like, stop putting sustainability and stop putting organic and crap like that on the label. It's totally useless. Like, and stop with the cartoony things too. I don't know. I don't like it. They need to figure out a way to get to us better, if you ask me. And then here we come to the millennials again. Millennials are your kids born between 1980, 2000, excuse me, and I shouldn't have called them kids, I'm sorry. But these guys are like, they are not brand conscious. They're not even wine. They're not even married to wine yet. They'll drink wine, spirits, beer. They'll drink anything you put in front of them. If you tell them that it's a great value and you can tell them the story of how it was made, like, they love that. Millennials love the backstory on everything. And I do too, actually. And I appreciate that, that they want to know, you know, is this a family made? What's the story behind it? What country is it from? And I think they're doing, the wine industry a big service, because the wine industry is going to have to tell those stories. And there's so many amazing ones out there. So you got these millennials coming up the ranks, and everyone's got some time, but we all know things in the wine world work super, super slow. So what are they going to do? Look, we got a bunch of great millennial winemakers making wines for their peers. Josh Phelps, Carlo Trinchero, they came out with a Taken label. Those wines are terrific. Complicated is part of their label. The wines are great, totally reasonably priced. You get a bunch of people doing like entry-level wines, like Wagner Family's trying to do that with Conundrum, get you in the door. That way you stay and you say, wow, Wagner makes such great wines. When I get a little more money in my pocket, maybe I'll go to the Caymus, then eventually I'll go to the Special Select. I use the example of Mercedes. Mercedes does that with their cars, right? They put you in the C-Class and they want you to stay. Hopefully you can afford that. And then when you get a little bit more money, you keep upgrading to the bigger models, more expensive models, and now you're in the family for life. So the wine industry kind of has to start thinking about how to do that too. Like the big houses that have cash to burn, like Gallo bought Barefoot Cellars moons ago, you know, Barefoot with the 2 feet on the label. It's actually one of the best-selling wine brands in the world. I have to admit, I don't think I've ever had a Barefoot wine, maybe the Moscato once, I'm not entirely sure. But somebody's drinking them, man, because they're all over the place. They were originally targeted at women, but now they're a total millennial favorite. So everyone's trying to get a little creative, but marketing really needs to be front and center. Like, we need to market ourselves better. We need to be great wine, great value. Like, someone needs to come up with a really good slogan for the American wine industry. And I actually think that the American wine industry should come together as a whole. Everyone. Bring in Virginia. Bring in Oregon, Washington. Bring in all the states making great wines right now. And let's come together as a team and say, this is why you need to drink American wines, because they're all good. Every single one of them from all different places. Because that's what countries do. Like, I just did a piece recently on South Africa. South Africa is coming together as a country and saying, go buy our wines. I think Portugal does that. Buy Portuguese wines. We need to be united front. And I think the results will be phenomenal, because we have great wines. We're doing great things. And we should not be slighted because our prices are trying to compete with the likes of, you know, Bordeaux and things like that. No, there's great wines. And even Napa has great wines at great prices. They just need to do a better job of getting them out there. And maybe I should be the spokesperson and just say, there are phenomenal wines that everyone should be drinking. We should be supporting America. Even though I do believe you should be trying every country out there, because everyone's making great wines, the United States just should wake up a little bit and put together a marketing plan. There's entrepreneurial opportunity here for people. You know, the other really cool thing is that there were some great harvests, 2012, 2013, 2014, and there's going to be all this extra juice left over, because there was so much juice came out of these harvests that the high-end wineries in particular, you can only bottle so much. I mean, you can't flood the market with a billion bottles of your wine, like, because you can never command the price. And then, by the way, it doesn't become aspirational anymore, because everybody can get it. So they sell this extra juice on the aftermarket. And entrepreneurs, and as I say this, I should go do this. Entrepreneurs out there can go buy that wine, rebottle it, clearly charge a cheaper price, get a cool label, like get people to look at it and notice it, resell it. And again, remind the world that our wines are phenomenal and they don't have to be out of your price point. So that's my 2 cents. Actually, if you disagree or agree, please let me know. It's tracy@wineonthestreet.com. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. I'd also love to come up with like a big campaign for the United States. Wouldn't that be cool? We'll have to work on that. All right, you go have a glass of wine, regardless of where it's from, but support the United States. Gentani.